today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum and welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. In these days, Iran is in a sad occasion. Today is the demise anniversary of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. May Allah rest his soul in peace. Today, Sunday, is the 15th of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Anwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi. شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي. Imam Khomeini dedicated most of his life to resistance against the US-backed Pahlavi dynasty, which finally led to its downfall in the 1979 Islamic Revolution. In the pre-revolution era, he spent more than 15 years in exile for his stiff opposition to the last monarch, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, mostly for his association with Western imperialists. After his return from exile in February 1979, Imam Khomeini led the Iranian Revolution, which saw the end of the 2,500-year-old Persian monarchy. He became the supreme leader of the Islamic Republic in 1979. Imam Khomeini led the country until he passed away on the June 3, 1989, at the age of 87. Every year, millions of Iranians take part in ceremonies across the nation to mourn the anniversary of the demise of Imam Khomeini. Hundreds of foreign guests, including scholars and researchers, also attend the ceremonies. So we express our condolences on the demise anniversary of the founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah.
If we want to understand the path of Imam al-Khomeini, we need to understand the personality of the Imam. 3rd of June, 1989, a few hours before Imam al-Khomeini passed away, Ayatollah Imami al-Kashani, who is one of the final prayer leaders in Iran, in Tehran, he says that we were in the hospital and we were in the room in which Imam was. And he says that we already knew that Imam is in the stage of experiencing the pangs of death. He is already in the stage of Sakaratul Maut. His eyes were closed. And Ayatollah Imam Kashani says that after this, the voice of Adhan rose. It was time of Adhan, and the voice of Adhan came up. He says that as the voice of Adhan was heard in the hospital and in his room, he says that this man, he opened his eyes. He opened his eyes and he says that as if he knew that it is the time of the prayers and I am responsible to stand in front of my Lord. Now this was the worldview of Imam al-Khomeini. He, from the bottom of his heart, he knew that I am here to serve Islam. I am here to serve my Lord and the message of my Lord. The spirit of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was entrenched in his existence and in his heart. He opened his eyes and he stood for, he was whispering something. He says that I went and I tried listening to him, that what is he saying? He says that I could not listen, I could not understand what the Imam is saying. But in the worldview of the Imam, he says that there is only one Lord who needs to be served, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he looks at human beings, at the humanity, he looks at them as people who have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And that is why he has utmost respect and dignity for human communities, for all human beings, whether irrespective of their religion, of their faith, of their ethnicity, of their culture, of their race. Why? Because he knew that all of us, we are created, we have only one aim, to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
Political thought and legacy of Imam Khomeini is in this part. Imam Khomeini adamantly opposed monarchy, arguing that only rule by a leading Islamic jurist would ensure Sharia was properly followed, Velayat-e Faqih. Imam Khomeini believed that Iran should strive towards self-reliance. He viewed certain elements of Western culture as being inherently dissident and a corrupting influence upon the youth. His ultimate vision was for Islamic nations to converge together into a single unified power in order to avoid alignment with either side, the West or the East, and he believed that this would happen at some point in the near future. Imam Khomeini expressed support for the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. He states, "We would like to act according to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. We would like to be free. We would like independence." We offer our condolences on the demise anniversary of the founder of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, Imam Khomeini. May Allah rest his soul in peace. Great works done by Imam Khomeini after the Islamic Revolution, we can say International Quds Day is one of them. Some month after the victory of the revolution, Imam Khomeini declared the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as the Quds Day and asked the Muslim world to show their solidarity with the oppressed people of Palestine. Since then, mass marches are held in Iran and other countries on this day to show support and solidarity with Palestinians. This day is titled as the International Quds Day. The other great work done by Imam Khomeini after the Islamic Revolution is writing a letter to Gorbachev. On the first day of the year 1989, Imam sent a letter to the leader of the former Soviet Union, Gorbachev. The letter was written in a time when political analysts had predicted reformist movement and change in the communist world. Imam Khomeini has foretold the dissolution of the Soviet Union and has predicted that communism would soon be seen in the museums of political history. The other work of Imam Khomeini was Fatwa for Killing Salman Rushdie. After publication of the book, The Satanic Verses, in 1988, which included insults to the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, Imam Khomeini issued a fatwa that the author of the book, Salman Rushdie, is an apostate due to his insults to the Prophet and must be executed. After a while, a rumor spread that if he repents, the fatwa of his execution will be withdrawn or repealed. But Imam Khomeini emphasized that even if the author repents and becomes the most pious person of the time, the fatwa will not change.
He was in Paris in 1978, before the 25th of December, before Christmas approached. Imam Rahmatullah Alayhi, he calls one of his advisors and he tells her that I have been here in this town and many people have been coming to see me, and this might have caused inconvenience to many people, to my neighbors. So he tells her that you prepare some gifts and presents, and on the Christmas Eve, you go and deliver these presents to these neighbors. And on my behalf, apologize to them, that if they should forgive me if I have caused any inconvenience to them. He was the leader of a political movement, but see to what extent he is showing his respect to human beings, irrespective of their faith, irrespective of their religion. If we want to understand the path of Imam al-Khomeini, we need to understand the personality and worldview of the Imam. Imam says that there is one Lord, and we have to free ourselves in order to serve this Lord. And that is why, when it comes to the thought of Imam al-Khomeini, we see that Imam says that if mankind and human beings, if they want to free themselves, then there is only one way in front of them, and that is Islam. This is the only message that can free all the human beings. And that is why this man, he was convinced that the problems that the Muslim Ummah are facing today, it is because of their separation from Islam. Not only the Muslim Ummah and the Muslims, but in the thought of Imam al-Khomeini, all the tribulations that the modern man is facing in the world, it is because of his separation from the divine teachings. If we were to summarize the path of Imam al-Khomeini in one word, that path is Islam. Islam stands for the path of Imam al-Khomeini. Many of us, when we talk about Imam al-Khomeini, we know him by the concept of Wilayat al-Faqih. He's famously known as for the concept of Wilayat al-Faqih. But this is not the only component in the thought of Imam al-Khomeini. Imam al-Khomeini, there are other components as well that make up this path and component and the way of Imam al-Khomeini.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Today is the demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, the great leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. So we express our condolences to all Muslim brothers and sisters and all free men in all over the world. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي.
لفتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.